Oh, here we go. Hey, it's recording. Hello, hello, hello. Oh, good. So, wait, hold on. I'm going to put you on the speakerphone. Yes, and what am I going to do at the state fair? Buttered cow. I'm going to go find the buttered cow.
Buttered cow. Take a picture of the buttered
cow. I was told last night that there was a buttered Jesus statue at one year, and there was also a buttered Last Supper 1 year too. What, you wouldn't like to see the effigy of Jesus, your savior, as butter?
I don't think so. I think a cow would be about the... Maybe a... I don't know what else would be good idea to butter. Maybe a buttered corn.
Buttered... a big buttered corn sculpture?
Big buttered corn.
Big buttered corn sculpture. Hey, put that on real quick so he can be on my podcast. I mean, I'll talk to you in a second, but I'm recording, so put him on.
Okay.
Hello?
You're in the office now.
No, where's Dad? Put Dad on.
Hold on, he's taking his little nap. He's waking me up before you get Russell on the phone.
It's my birthday. He has to get up. Hey, what's up?
Happy birthday to you. How old are you?
I don't know.
How's everything going?
It's going all right. I'm recording you. I'm going to put you on my website.
Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah, you got anything to say to all my friends who listen to my website?
Oh, okay. How do I get to it?
I'll tell you. I'll let you know. But do you have anything to say? You want to say anything to my friends?
You know, tell all your friends to say hello.
Hello.
Huh?
Oh, wait. Hold on a second.
You're one fine young man.
Oh, wow. I appreciate that.
You're getting it. Your daddy and your mama live.
Aww. That's so sweet. That's cool.
How about that?
Got a story to share? You want to share a story? I don't know. What do you get? What about a childhood story? We didn't have a hole in our head. Well,
yeah,
we had a hole in our hair. But... I never set the mortuary. Well, okay. Well, I don't. Okay. Now you're incriminating me on the internet. Okay, I'm editing that. Alright, I'm done, I'm editing that out. Alright, that's enough recording. Hold on, let me take you off the speakerphone.
Thank you.
Well, hello there, boys and girls. Welcome once again to DJ Happy Feet's Legumecast. Straight from Des Moines, Iowa. That's right, I'm in Iowa, if you couldn't tell by my mom talking about the state fair. Perfect timing, isn't it, to have my mom and dad call me on my birthday? And I got to put them on this very special August 11th edition of the Legumecast. And it's kind of strange right now, you know, I haven't figured out how to listen in on this, so I'm not monitoring myself, I'm just kind of rambling without headphones, so hopefully this is getting to you loud and clear via the ones and zeros of the interweb. Well, that's right, that first track, only a few tracks on this special birthday Legumecast, but that first track, that was my favorite song when I was about 4 years old. That's right, if you don't know that song, that is Dueling Banjos. I don't think that's the original recording, but it's definitely note for note, even with the chords, the retarded kid strumming the chords with, what's the guy's name of that actor in that movie? Deliverance, yeah, that movie. I had the 45, and I had a little Fisher-Price record player that I kept under my bed up above the mortuary in my little hallway room. And it was a orange and yellow Fisher-Price record player. The cord would hide. You had a little place where you hid the cord inside of it. And I kid you not, I wore Dueling Banjos out. I don't even own that 45 anymore because I'm sure at some point it became so brittle that it broke because I played it over and over. And the odd thing, of course, with 45s is I couldn't tell you what was on the other side of that 45. I have no idea. Well, okay, well, since we're doing a little flashback music for DJ Happy Feet's childhood influences, I have this next track, which, you know, I thought it was Donna Summer, but I was completely wrong. It is from 1978, so I was about 7 or 8 years old around then. But this is Amy Stewart, and I think once, like, the first measure or two rolls on this song, you'll know what it is, and you'll be like, oh, well, it's interesting that DJ Happy Feet liked that song when he was a wee youngin' in South Kakalaki. So anyway, this goes out to my big sister, Karen, because if it wasn't for her 45 collection and joining the record club, the Columbia Record Club, and getting all those Steve Martin and weird albums that she got, what, ELO and Kool & the Gang and all those guys, if it wasn't for that, I would not be who I am today. So, Karen, the song's going out to you. Wow, that is such a fun song. Knock on Wood by, well, it's by Amy Stewart or Donna Summer. I'm really not sure. I'm confused. I looked on the internet to try to reconfirm, and, well, I'm confused. Aren't I always confused here at DJ Happy Feet Land? Happy Feet Land, confused. Hello, where am I? One day I'm at the Surf Ballroom, the next day I'm at Des Moines, the next day, oh my God, it's a buttered Jesus. Well, anyway, how do you think your humble DJ can remember that Knock on Wood was his favorite song back in 1978 when he was actually 9? I think I was 9 in 78. 8, 9, you know, August birthdays. You're like 8 one time, 9 the next time, in middle of the month, middle of the year. Well, I have this book. I have this adoption book called All About Me. And when I was a little kid, I used to go through it, and I used to write all about me, like, oh, what did I do on my birthday? What did I do on this day? What's my favorite song? And believe it or not, at some point in the 1970s, I wrote down Knock on Wood as one of my favorite songs. I wish I had that book in front of me. I don't have reference because I know I wrote other songs, and I actually have, like, the next song that's coming up was actually written down in my adoption book. All About Me. All About Me. It's all about me. It's my birthday and it's all about me. And you're going to call me and you're going to talk about me. And you're going to say, hello, DJ Happy Feet. It's your birthday. And I want to be on your Legume Cast too. And, well, actually, I'm lonely because I'm in Des Moines and all my friends are either in the Bay Area or they're on the East Coast. So, you know, shouts out, hey, Jonathan and Emily, and oh my God, Pod's in Europe, so shouts to Pod in Europe, and Mark in Colorado, and Todd in Marietta, Georgia, and boy, who else? I got all my friends in Greenville, and then I got the Cell Space people, and I got the Burning Man people in the house, yo, and now I got Vermont friends, yo, up in Vermont. And New York City, Kevin in New York City, and Mia in Providence, and damn, there's just people all over the place. Oh, and Art and Antonio, and damn, just more people, and Chris in San Francisco, and Laura, and oh man, just on and on and on and on and on and on to the break of dawn. Yeah, well, it's kind of cool we're getting into the hip-hop land because, yes, that next song that I actually wrote down on my very own adoption book that was my favorite song is coming up next. And, of course, once again, this is a big hit from, like, about, what, 1981? 1980? Maybe it's 1980, so I was, like, 9. No, I was 10 then. Damn, what am I talking about? I was 10 in 1980. Believe it or not, 10/11. But this song coming up, you all know what it's about, man. Yes, you know what it's all about. You got it. It's cool. It's rocking. 24-hour shopping. Don't stop and getting in the locking and the popping. Okay, enough. I'm going to move on. Here we go.
To tell. once was a bar, flush and O2, and you don't stop. Sure shot, go out to the parking lot, and you get in your car and drive real far, and you drive all night, and then you see a light, and it comes right down and lands on the ground, and out comes a man from Mars, and you try to run, but he's got a gun, and he shoots you dead, and he eats your head, and then you're in the man from Mars. You go out at night, eating cars, you eat Cadillacs, Lincolns too, Mercurys, and Subaru, and you don't stop, you keep on eating cars. Then, when there's no more cars, you go out at night and eat up bars, where the people meet, face to face, there's cheek to cheek, one to one, man to man, there's toe to toe. Don't move too slow, cause the man from Mars is through with cars, he's eating bars, yeah, wall to wall, door to door, hall to hall, he's gonna eat them all. Rapture, be pure, take a tour, through the sword, don't strain the rain, pain the train, you'll be singing in the rain, say don't stop.
I get carried away, if you don't know. My 1,600-mile drive over here to Des Moines, I spent many a time shuffling the radio stations, listening to the Jesus channels. They're kind of deceiving sometimes. Oh, that's a cool rock song. Oh my God, it's about Jesus. That's interesting. And I'm intrigued, but change it. Oh, look, it's REO Speedwagon. Let's murder REO Speedwagon. That's what I do alone in a car. Don't you want to know what else I do alone in the car? Maybe not. Okay. Have I scared you away yet? Did you enjoy the Fab Five Freddy tunes of Rapture? Oh yeah, getting down. That was like an early hip-hop tune, and of course it was called Rapture, and of course Blondie, they were all like down in Manhattan, and they knew what was going on in the boroughs, yo. They knew what was up at the time. And, you know, back to my sister again back then, she actually had Sugar Hill Gang on a 12-inch, that EP version of their Big Fat Song, and boy, I had that memorized. I don't know if I wrote that down as my favorite song in my adoption day book. I don't know if I did that. Okay, so we're winding down here. It's about 1:30 here Central Time, and I'm going to defy all odds and ride my bicycle to the state fair. And so to do that, of course, I must first get off of here and of course post this, because it is a special birthday Lagooncast DJ Happy Feet's episode 3 on happyfeettravels.org. Hey man, if you want to catch some DJ Happy Feet spinach, come out to Black Rock City in a couple of weeks at the La Tadri's Freak Show. That's at 9 o'clock in Brave, the largest theme camp that isn't on the main strip. What do you know? But I'm bringing out my big sister's 45 record collection, so scratching, popping, skipping, hopping, popping, and locking. I'm going to be spinning all my big sister's 45s, from Prince to Rod Stewart to everybody in between, all that weird stuff, even Junk Food Junkie, which was another one of my favorite childhood songs. Come on out. I don't know when, but come on out to Black Rock City and get DJ Happy Feet on tour in the Black Rock City. Okay, so this next track that's coming up is from a 1981 album that some of you may know. It's called Tattoo You. And on Christmas in, I guess, 1981, maybe? Christmas, I got my first stereo, which was a big fat turntable with a cassette tape player and an AM/FM analog receiver and little tiny speakers. And that was my first stereo, and my first two 12 inches that I ever owned were Tattoo You and Rush's Moving Pictures. Of course, Moving Pictures is probably one of my favorite albums ever. And I decided to play a more cryptic song from the Rolling Stones Tattoo You, because when MTV first came out about this time, I distinctly remember this video. It was violent, bloody. It was a knockoff of Hitchcock's Rear Window. And had the Rolling Stones in one apartment of a building playing music, and the guy next door was like, "Shut the hell up," banging on the wall. And then this other apartment, in the through the window, there was a dude putting bloody parts of his wife in a suitcase and cleaning off bloody tools and instruments. And well, you just don't see that video on television anymore, and I'm sure it's downloadable somewhere, but the song is pretty rockin', and that's a good rock and roll song, and to be an influence for me at a sweet young age of 11-ish, I don't know, you know, it's kind of cool, man. It's right before the cusp of the technological age. It was when digital phones and cable decided to make appearances, and beepers. Does anyone remember the beepers? They became pagers, of course. And two-way radios, which the mortuary had, which I always had fun talking into. Breaker 1-9. House 1 to house 4. House base to house 4. You have to drop off the flower arrangements at the Smith household in Marietta. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Okay, so anyway, I will track. I will end track.
Baby!
Hello once again, my friends. Hello once again. Well, last I spoke with you, it was like, 1:30? Now it's 3:30. What happened? Where did the linear time go? My birthday is just moving forward, and I haven't gotten on my bicycle yet to go to the Iowa State Fair. What happened? Well, I'll tell you what happened. I ran out of room on my GarageBand file, had to go online and figure out what the hell was wrong. Then I had to fix it. Then I had to export what I made, and I had to import it into a new file to make it sound right. Then Deborah and Hagar called me on the road coming home from Russian River Rainbow Jewish wedding. And it was very nice of Hagar and Deborah to serenade me. They sang a Citizen John song, which was very impressive. I like that, about a pothole. And it's good to hear from Deborah. I haven't spoken to her in about 3 months. So anyway, here we are. It's 3:30, and damn, I haven't left for the fair yet. And it looks so nice outside, but I'm in my little attic room. I'm a flower in the attic, and I need to bloom. I need to break out of the window, and I need to go away. Once again, you are listening to DJ Happy Feet's that's right, episode 3, coming at you from Des Moines, Iowa, right smack dab in the middle of the country. It was very nice hanging out with y'all, speaking a little bit more than just playing jukebox music, even though the first two episodes were very inspirational, coming from some folks like Justin over in the East Bay, yo. But anyway, since I don't see any of you on my day of birth today, I am giving you these vocal shouts out to the world. To the world! To the mundo of the world! And, there you are, man. So I will be at Black Rock City late August. Look for me, man. 9 o'clock and brave. Or look for the Scooping Wednesday. Ben and Jerry's Scooping Ice Cream. Well, actually, it's Ben Cohen. Ben Cohen Scooping Ice Cream. Wednesday on the playa. Okay. Last shout out goes to my brother in iPod arms casting, whatever that's called, the wings in the freezer, the brains on the floor, falling down the stairwells and oozing out the sides of your eyeballs. Yes, this goes out to Ian. Thanks, Ian. You are actually the inspiration for me getting off my buttocks and trying to throw some audio onto the interweb for everybody to see, for the world to hear. And then my last final shout is going out to Fist in the Air and all support to my blood brother and friend for life, Mark. Mark, I'm thinking about you, and word to your mother, and word to the mother from another UFO coming down on your head in Colorado and maybe beaming you into a nice ethereal universe of ideas, art, in perfect form. No more music. It's just gonna fade out. I'm just gonna keep talking to fade out.